And if it wasn't wood, it would be what? You know, the kind of fence where they have wire and...
Oh, the barbed wire?
Okay. And if you had a barbed wire fence, every so often in the ground you'd have...
Stakes. I guess it would be called stakes.
Okay.
Stakes.
Okay. What about post?
Post is a good name for it.
Okay. But let me see this thing out here. If you have a lamp on it or the electric lines on, you call that a.
I would say it's a telephone pole. But that would be a. I would still call it a telephone pole. I call them all telephone poles, but it's not. It's a electrical pole, I guess.
Okay.
But a pole.
Okay. Let me see. Talking about posts again. If you had a whole line of those, you'd say you had maybe 10 or 12. What?
Poles.
Okay. The country where Mao Zedong is the leader, and they just had all those earthquakes, is what?
I don't know.
China,
right.
Okay.
Right that minute I went.
let me see. The kind of thing you'd carry water in.
A pail or a bucket.
Or a bucket. Mm-hmm. What's the difference for you between a pail and a bucket?
I don't know. I guess a bucket. There is no difference.
Okay.
It's just whatever comes out.
Okay. What if it is bucket for you at all an older sort of word? Does that sound older to you?
No, pail does.
Pail sounds older.
Mm-hmm.
What about if it were made out of wood? Would you likely call it one or the other?
I don't think I would call it a bucket if it was made up. It would be a pail.
If it were wood.
Right.
Okay. Let me see. The thing you fry eggs in.
A frying pan.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else, or would you...
Skillet. That's the heavy black ones. They're called skillets.
Okay. But if it were maybe aluminum or something like
that's
that...
That's a frying pan.
That'd be a frying pan. Okay. They used to have out in the yard a big, heavy iron pot.
A black pot.
Okay.
I think it's called a black pot.
Okay.
A pot.
What about if it were a smaller one, like so, that you might have inside on the stove?
Kettle.
Right. Okay. And what about the kind of thing that you might put cut flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. Around a plate, if you were going to eat the eating utensils you'd put around, would be... What?
The silver of the spoon, fork, knife.
Okay. If you were going to have steak, you might set out a set of steak?
Knives.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, then you'd have to...
Wash them.
Okay. And after a woman washes the dishes in soapy water, then in clear water she...
Rinse.
Okay. The thing you turn on to get on the kitchen sink to get the water out.
Faucet.
Okay. And you might say it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Froze.
And...
Do all the time.
they used to,
but I don't know.
Let me see. You might say our water pipes have...
Burst.
Burst, huh? Okay. Would you normally say burst like that, or would you more likely say bust?
Burst.
Burst?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know which is correct.
What about older people? What would they more likely
bust.
Say?
Bust.
They would more likely
yeah.
say bust. Does that sound to you old-fashioned?
It does.
Okay. Let me see. You call it a faucet on the kitchen sink. What about if it's in the bathroom? Turn the water on.
It would still be a faucet to me.
What about if it's on the outside of the house?
A faucet.
What about the thing that the firemen come along and attach their hoses to?
Yeah, I know. Fire plug.
Fire plug.
Right.
Fire plug. Very interesting. Okay. A great big, sort of like, not like a bucket, but a great big wooden thing, like so, that they used to get flour in and big quantities of things in.
Barrel.
Okay. And if you had a large quantity of something, maybe a liquid of some kind, and you wanted to get it from a large container into a smaller one, you'd use one of those cone-shaped things.
Mm-hmm.
Call that
a funnel.
Okay. And in the old days, the thing they used to use on a horse and buggy to make the horse go faster?
A whip.
Okay. And if you bought some fruit in the store, the grocer would put it in a